What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Good. Good.
Fantastic.
What was it like getting the news tonight that you were drafted by the Atlanta Falcons?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, I kind of wanted that to be the team that I went to, just thinking schematically and everything. But you know, just the coaching staff and everything, just the chemistry that we have, you know, it's a blessing to be a part of it.
How do you think you fit into their scheme?
I think I fit perfectly. You know, they want a guy who's interchangeable, a guy who can do more than just one thing, and I fit that.
Keanu, what would be your strongest attribute as a safety?
My strongest, obviously, for one, my physicality. You know, everyone sees me as a physical player, but also my covering ability. You know, I can stick with guys and play guys in the pass game.
Did you have any idea or even know that this was going to happen tonight?
I kind of hoped for it, but I didn't know. I mean, you never know with the draft. So, you know, just getting a call and hearing that I was going to get called, it was surreal. I mean, I'll never forget that moment.
Oh, your decision to come out early looks like it paid off for you here. You, folks hadn't been talking about you this high, and then you shot up here in the last couple of weeks. Are you pretty happy with that decision?
I am. I'm really happy. You know, I was ready to take that next step. You know, it was a hard decision for me, you know, leaving my guys. You know, I'm a team player, so leaving my guys behind and, you know, leaving the chemistry and everything that we had, you know, behind, it was the toughest thing for me. But, you know, it all worked out, and this is only the beginning, and I'm ready for the journey.
What's your relationship with Dan Quinn? Like, you guys have known each other for a while.
It was awesome. He recruited me, so I knew him then. Once to the NFL, you know, we didn't talk much. Well, we didn't talk at all, but, you know, we had a great relationship. You know, we met when he started recruiting me, and we built a relationship there.
You said schematically you fit here. What makes you feel that you're the right fit in this defense?
Just, you know, this defense, everyone on the defense likes to compete, and it's a competitive defense. And, you know, I'm a competitor. You know, I love to play the game. I play it the right way. I respect it. And, you know, I take it serious. And that's what the Falcons defense is about.
Dan said one of the most important things is you're the type of player that can get a team off the field on third down, stop first downs. Is that sort of the other part of what this job is? You see it schematically in the defense is to make plays all over the place, including the line of scrimmage?
Oh, of course. Of course, I can see myself making plays all over the field. This game nowadays is about turnovers. It's about getting the ball, you know, getting off the field. And, you know, I can do that.
What's the adjustment going to be like, though, to this defense? I'm sure you've gone over it a little bit and know some of the nuances of what they're looking for. What's going to be the adjustment from what you were doing in college?
I wouldn't say there's too much of a change defensively. But, you know, just continuing to focus on the details, you know, studying film and understanding that the game is going to be faster. So those little things that you got away with in college aren't gonna fly in the NFL because everyone's good, everyone's fast, everyone's strong. So just focusing on the details, focusing on the little things, you know, watching film and studying your opponent and really focusing on it, that's going to be the biggest thing for me.
Dan Quinn really commented on your ability to cover a tight end that's been an issue here for a couple of years. What is it about your game, whether it's your physicality or what you bring on the field, that allows you to cover the bigger guys?
I mean, I'm a bigger person. You know, I'm a bigger safety. But, you know, I'm as fast as the smaller guys. You know, I'm as quick as the smaller guys. So, you know, just being a bigger body, being able to handle those guys, not be bullied by the big guys in the league, you know, that helps me out a lot.
They also talked about the importance of being able to come and play close to the line of scrimmage in the run game. Can you handle the physical pressure that it'll bring being a safety playing down in the box?
I mean, I did it a lot this past year. you know, just getting down in the box and playing the run game, reading the gaps and making plays in the hole. You know, I did that a lot this past year, so I'm used to it. I like it, and I like the contact. You know, I just like playing football, and that's what it's about.
Who would you say you modeled your game after, or you know might be similar to, or guys that you'd like to watch in the NFL?
I mean, I like to watch a lot of guys. You know, back in the day, Sean Taylor, you know, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, you know, all those guys, you know, I love watching. But as far as modeling my game after, I don't model my game after anyone. You know, I'm my own player. You know, I want to be the best me I can be. And that's what I focus on.
What can fans expect from you and your game when you arrive in Atlanta?
Obviously, my physicality. You know, a guy who cares about the game, a guy who's gonna, you know, just enjoy and have a great time out there and really take it serious.
Dan Quinn said the way that this team will get better is if he has guys who hit with bad intentions. Footballs end up on the ground that way. I'm assuming you had that conversation with him.
Yes, you know, that's the type of player I am. You know, I play the game the way it should be played. You know, the way it was played in the old school with guys like Ronnie Lott and things like that. You know, they just love to hit and love to play the game and just be physical. And that's the type of player I am. I love to be physical. But, you know, I like to cover as well. So.
He also said that lead yards, 6 yards that turn into 9 yards, that's death for a defense. Being able to hit a guy and stop him dead in his tracks, that's the other part of this thing.
I couldn't hear you really.
In his tracks, when you hit him, he stays there. He falls to the ground there, as opposed to those bleed yards. He said bleed yards lead to first downs. If you hit it
right
where he's supposed to drop.
Exactly. I mean, once you hit a guy, if he gains yards, then he won. And you don't want him to win. You don't want the offense to win. You always win as a defensive player. So once you hit a guy, once you have contact with a guy, you know, he's going the opposite way.
Do you think playing in the SEC helped you out? You all got a tough game every week, and, you know, just the competition in the conference is so tough.
No doubt. You're always going against great competition in the SEC. There's no drop off there. You know, I played against a lot of great players, and you know, it definitely helped me out for the big leagues. I think, but I mean, there's in college there's sprinkles of great players, but in the NFL there's a ton of them. So you know, it helped me out, but I know I got a lot more to learn and a lot more to focus on. I got a journey ahead of me.
Would your teammates say you have a leadership ability? That's the other thing that this team is probably looking for. I know rookies aren't supposed to talk a lot, but the leadership part of this whole thing?
Yeah, you gotta have credibility. You know, being a rookie, you know, playing, just trying to be a leader, you gotta have something behind you, something that the guys look at and respect, you know, before you can start talking and before you can start, you know, saying certain things and trying to be that in that leader role. I do see myself as a leader. I'm not very vocal, but, you know, with my actions, with my work ethic, you know, I do a lot of things that guys tend to, you know, care about and follow behind.
Who were some of the other teams that you thought, you know, were heavily interested in you and, you know, worked you out and did all the extra stuff beyond the combine?
I mean, there are a few teams. You know, obviously Atlanta, the Cowboys worked me out. The Panthers, who I thought were interested, worked me out. And, you know, I went on the Steelers with the visits and the Titans, or visit with the Steelers and the Titans. And, you know, I thought all those teams were interested. Who was going to take me? I wish I knew before. You know, it was nerve-wracking. But, you know, I'm thankful to be an Atlanta Falcon.
I heard the Steelers and the Panthers were really interested. Were they? Did you mention the Steelers in that group too?
Yes. Yes, sir. But, you know, I'm an Atlanta Falcon, so I'm thankful to be a part of this group, a part of this organization, and I'm ready for it to skyrocket. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, Kiki.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.